netitasis, liasas getting tilling. The shaila is in connection with Yerach Shetzoli Begide. So the Gide Anoshe itself is Eitz Be'alme. So the Isa that can be Nivla, that can give a tam, is the Sham Neshel Gide. Sham Neshel Gide is only Osam Rabbanon. So the question is, since there is a Deus of Hashemim, that even by something that is also midraise, so all the tzli it only asks the klipe, but we are machmir by tzli because this is a midraise, but vis-a-vis sham nishal git, which is only midrabanon, why should we machmir? So that's the reason as to why the Ramon Teres Hato says, yerach shenitzla v'sham nishal git is only midrabanon. The question is, was he chayzeya? Or one is lavdavke and one is davke, so the shach says he wasn't chayzeya. One is davke and one is lavdavke. But there are two lishinis in the shach, which one is dafke? So the first lashon is that he's dafke here, and the second lashon is that he's dafke in Teres Hato. Aber if you are minig das a rav, the mokim shenef tzatzas, av b'chai davne yish la'asrach shishim, afilu b'mdiche. Why? Because ain't on the pki? So we treat, if mokim shenef tzat, so we consider everything as a dovoshan. We consider everything as a dovoshan. In the Yisei, now, this is, now the Taz. Siv Zay. In the Yisei, Elochid Neitil. Bishari Dur Eloi Mechalik. Bin Chamal Yidi Bishlo Uyal Bitzliye. Uvitavayo Yisei Rak. Now, so, there are all kinds of Shittes Rishenim. There is a Shittes Rishenim that even something that is Kochush, without Reitev, is Mavliya Bikur. You see, the psak of the Shulchan Aruch is that if there is no Reitev, so then without Shomein, it's only Mavliya, not the Kulei, Kedei Tila. But the Arishenim will say that Al Deitzli, so is Mavliya Bikur, even Edom HaKosh. Visharidur Alei Mechalik Necham Al Dibishu Al Deitzli, Tavai Yisrael, because of Mashal Perikol Abbaso, Shechei Nike. So the Marshal passes like that. The Tzli is Mavliya Bikule even in Dova Kochosh. So that is not to be equated with the Psak of the Ramo, that today everything is Mavliya Bikule. The Ramo and the Ramo passes the Mokim Shin Hefzed Merube. So everything is Mavliya Bikule, so it's because in an Upkim, because we are Cheshish, maybe each other. But if it is established as Kochosh, then the Psak of the Ramo is that it doesn't ask a Bikulei. But the Shita of the Sharidur and the Mashal is that even if it is established as Kochush, so Tzli is Mavliya Bikulei, without Reitev, without Chom. Vafilu li divri atur shemechalikam, between Reitev and Tzli, because of Mashal Chom, sherolon lahachmia, meacha shu meide bishmeino shi mefapaz bechulon, veinon upki meize shmeino, di shemo yishmeino bifnim, viloi kmo yishehetik, So that is probably the reason as to why the Shach, you see, the Primigodim gives it teretz on the Shach's kashin is viewed against the apparent stirah between the two marshals, because those clearly also misimena involved the cholaklines abin lich. So the Primigodim says over there the marshal deals with the case who a bosor that was on the salting board for the shiur meal, then without rinsing it, so it was placed in a collision in Minukev, and overnight it stayed that way, and then we saw that there is siya. So that's why the mashal says the whole tale is osa, because of kovish bitzia. But if it's only moliach, so then it only asks kedei klipe. But why did the shach assume that the reason as to why the mashal says there the cholaklin esam imriche is not because of kovish bitzia, but because of moliach harei kaviseyach? Because the mashal took notice of the fact, the shach took notice of the fact that the mashal in Perik Alaboso says va'afilu divrei atur shenechalikam kos of rashal sherolon la'achnu machas shu meidu bishmeinu hashim v'fapaz bechulo v'inu nepkim. So that indicates that the mashal himself considers all of us inu nepkim. So mele if we are inu nepkim, so everything is to be treated like the vashomim. So mele, so without recourse to the tzia, so the whole kolakilinus of imzicheh. So Mimele, he says that the mashal, he says so himself, the mashal himself was chiz. Right. Because mashal pirik kolabosa simenayin, shechinik lafilu divatur shem chalikam, because of mashal shom, sherol lo lachm, macha shumeidi bishmeinu shem fapaz bechulo, vinupkin edi shmeinu shem yishmeinu lifnim, ולא יקמי שייתיק יותר שחתו שלו הוכל כדיבתו, עד כאן, וחם בהגוי יפוסק רמו עצמי לחם. פרס לך. ולא יקיסו ישראל איסר. הודי קושי מזה, מה שקושי בסדק בייס, סיד בייס כוספתי שם. לרשע אפילו מקצוסו תו יספרו, וצורך לי איס לירי אפילו מקצוסו, כי מבוי הביסים לסדק בייס, וכן ביטור, יש גם כן תו יספר. So, the way it is put here on the brackets, so it's correct. אבל אם מברייטב, לרשע כולו לירי אפילו מקצוסו, so in other words, the shitter of the ri is that if a certain chatiche is half immersed in the reitev and half above the reitev, so it's considered as if the whole chatiche had been immersed in the reitev. The shitter of Rashi is no. It's not considered as if it is completely immersed in the reitev. Va'afilu chatiche aso yisak chush. Kosa besios. Shezen nilmad ma shemotzinu keim b'simen kufres li'in reiche milseh da'afilu ha'eta shome. Osa leman disfir li'reiche milseh. והטעם דהתר עוזל ומפתם לליסה וחיז על הניסן ריח לאתר There is a machlekes between Rav and Levi as to whether Reich HaMilz or Reich HaLavnilz. That means if Echticha of Bosa Shchuto and Echticha of Bosa Nevelo were boiled together in the same oven without touching each other, so according to Rav, true, there was no Blias Yisera, but the Shchuto absorbed the Reich of the Nevelo, so the Mele Reich is Milz, so it becomes Osa. But Levi says Reich Lav Milse, we paskin that Reich Lav Milse. But the Gemara says that even Rav who says Reich Milse, so it's only if it's shomim, so then it gives out the Reich. But if it's Sikochush, so then it doesn't give a Reich. So it's not us. So over there we say that it doesn't make any difference. Not only in the case where the Nevela is the shomim. So the Kusho absorbs the Reach from the Nevela that is Shomein, even if the Nevela is the Kochosh, and the Shchuto is the Shomein. So we say the Heta the Shomein endows the Nevela. The Nevela the Kochosh with this Shamnunis characteristic, and then once it becomes Shomein, so it transmits the Reach to the shchuto. So שזה נילמה מה שסינק כי מסינק קפחז לא נירח מילצי. אפילו את השם נוסע למה נסיר לירח מילצי. ואתם דה את הרוז למפת לליסה. וכי זה ונסיר ריח להתר. וכושר לי דוקוסף מרי בגו ישר ידור לב נירח מילצי וזה לשני. וצורך לחלק בין זהו ואין עוד אמרינון. שיענס היוח לסר ומוקים שיסר עצב יוח לילך שם. דו נעמה אנבילה הכחושו. אין לו פתאום דריך. דו נעמה אנבילה הכחושו אין לו פתאום דריך שעני. So לפי שהפתאום מלך הריח. והטעם הכוחושים שמע מנו דייקרא חומרא זו משום ריחי דשום ליך פסלום באח סבורי דינענס היוכל עשר וכי דבריכם מילסה קיימו מסימן קופחס דבידבד מותר אמה יהיה כאן עושר אפילו דבד דוין כאן על איס הריח דואח סבורי דינענס הנמרו אפילו בנית עם זה עם זה ואפילו אוכל כוסף ברי דינאמרי כן על ריחם מילסה דווקא וזה פשוט ונסחב מהתור כאן לעשר משום ריחי דו גם ממליחי כן כוסף ושום לשייך ריחי ואוידי כשבס יוסף, בסעיף סימן זה ממה שכוסף שום ביטור, דינא נסה, ואפילו עם ההטר שומן, we discussed that, ואפילו עם ההטר שומן, מותר, ובידר כמישה, so in other words, so בס יוסף, points out there is a stira between two tours, one tour says that even though the Yisr is kochush, but if the heter is shomein, and that's nitzle together with the Yisr the kochush, so we say that it's mavliya bikulei, but ligabei, But ligabe isabelua, so the halacha is that the isabelua is not yetzei b'loy reitev, unless the belua itself is shomein. But if the belua itself is not shomein, even though the thing in which it is belua is shomein, so then it's not yetzei b'loy reitev. But why don't we apply this concept that the shomein is mifapeya the kochush, and then once it is mifapeya the kochush, so the kochush becomes shomein, and then it tasses. So that's the stira that the Bes Yosef points out in the Torah. So the Dakimeshe, we discussed that. So the Dakimeshe says that there is a difference. When does the Torah say that even if the heter is the shomein and the isar is the kochush? So then we say that the heter is mifapeya, is mifatein, the yisa, the kochush. That is, if the kochush is relatively kochush, but it's chilev. So there is a madikum of fatness, even in the so-called chilev kochush. So then we say, even though it's not sufficiently shomei, but there is a madikum of shamnunes in the isa kochush. So when the heter is shomei ligamre, so then it's mifatim. Masheim kein, if the isa is kochush ligamre, then we do not say that the shomei that the heter that is shomei ligamre is mifatim the isa that is kochush ligamre. There must be a madikum of fatness in the so called isa kochush. That's the document. So he says, with document, because the Kamayan of Hill of Kohosh, he is the Kohli Kohosh, Kimishin in Fapea, Ubozet Afkamrin on Shashum in Fapea, Kimisha Koponim Shim Holovol, Shim Hilovol, Vikoshi, Domerech and Milzi Alfinolo, Vishomayer and Bosa Kohosh will in Hill of Kohosh, Vichinikshikam with Rishol, Veit Koshe, Doluska Kam, Hillet, Rak Tirasisa. Now this Kashi. That Vishom Mayra Mibosa Kochush, Vilo Yechilev Kochush, is no kashe, because it doesn't have to apply Dafke to Chilev. What the documentation means that when we say that the Hetar that is Shomen Ligamre is Mifatei, the Kochush, only when the Kochush has a Madikum of fitness. So in Chilev it certainly has a Madikum of fitness, but we can visualize in Boso not Chilev also it should have a Madikum of fitness. It's not Shomen Ligamre. Alright, now. V'chein hikshir amdrishol void koshe do'oluyuska kan chilev rak tichasisa. So again, the same teretz tichasisa. But so the documentation will say it means tichasisa that has a madikum of fatness, but it's not shomer ligamre. So then, if the heter is shomer ligamre, then it's mifate the kochush that has a certain minimum of fatness. V'roisim tarzi. Now, this Roisi Mitarzim really could mean what the old Hashulchan says, even though it's not so explicit. The Roisi Mitarzim, the Chandi Roisa Osamach Masatzmei, Amrin Afilu Imu Yisa Kochush Vayetar Shomein, Shemei Lecho Yisa Mimei, Ma'achad Bar Kocho Piletes Reitev Nevele, Al Kocho Hashumi Sholeta Misarev Maritev Nevele, Av Likam Demayre Biisa Belua, Amrinon, Av Al Pishay Sachtich, Shekibol Yisa Rishmeino, En Hashumen Shebo Meilir Diasi Yisa Rimo, Veilu. So this could mean what the Orach Hashulchan says, but the Taz rejects it. Built in the Chinim Klal. Dimal is a blue ashe mocking me some mamishum. Afilo, he may lose his care, Lisa Ramiva. She also could look vule, coach can be some misadatsme. She vule lesser at the clip, Victorasetter, Visu, Loy, Shaloyel, Shumish, shall Tirasetter. Litsi, a hutsly vule, the Kahli hutsly vule shall acher a clip, be some misadatsme, Koy hutsly vule, Holachtika, she's lachtika, she nest from Mahmoudesis, but that's not Muchach. Wait, Rayabore, me mocker dinze. שניו מאד משיקוס תיסס ורוש פרגל אנוש שבים בסיוס בסימזה דיין משיקוס שבים צחתי חו חצ בחצי וחצי חוץ לציר שיש יש חוץ לציר נס משל מאטו ואפילו יש סומ מסי חצי ויאמגינו שנאס נבלה ומפפיה למיילו כי מי שעציר עצמי נמפפיה וכן כוס ואתי עושים אין סמכתס וכן בסי רסים והרי לפני חו שעציר הוא עושה מסעד עצמי שהוא אדם שייצי מן הבוסר ואפילו הוכי עם מזיק לי השומן לא יליחי ימי במוקים שהוא הלך ומה שכוסף בסיוסף גוזר לטרי זה דם משלק שורק, הוא תמוע, תחשים שאין שומן גירם לדם, מה שאין טיבי הוכנה מאין גירם להבליה, מה שאין ביטיבי להבליה בלאב אחי, אלא ודאי דובו זה הוא אין לי יסוד ואי ככלל, ומבלי עיון עמרוקי, ודברי התור תמוימי, כמי שכוסף בסיוסף, ואילו לידי מסתפינה, now this is the important point in the task, ואילו לידי מסתפינה להגיע, הוא יסי מגיע בדברי התור בלושן זה, אלא אפילו חתיכה זו יישא שמינו, וחתיכה סתא כחושה, והוכה קומה, לאי מבויה בחתיכה אחס, שיש בה עצמו חלב, דהיינה כהי דגדי, שצולי, בחלבי, שזוכה למיילו, אלא אפילו אם יש שני חתיכס, הוא יחוד יישא, ויחוד היתר, ואיסי של יישא שומן עם פפי או יישא בכל היתר, וזה מוכח, דנוסה שלבנינו קושי שהוא יולי, לימה לא ימי בויה ביסה שומן, ואת הכוח הוא של אפילו בית השומן. גם לא שמפפה וכולי שקודם בתורם יושב לבקר של שלכוננו. והוא יולי מה, למפפה בי סבכי זה מפפה בעתה. ובי מה שכוספת אחר לך. So the Taz makes a correction the Torah. In other words, the Taz says that they know Haname. According, in view of the fact that the Torah says that Nisa Belua is not Yetzi Belua Reitev. So even though it is Belua in something that is Shomein, it's not Yetzi Belua Reitev. Unless the Belua itself, unless the Belua itself, the Belua itself is Shomein. But unless the Belua itself is Shomein. But just because, but the fact that the solvent, the thing in which the Yisav is Belua, is Shomein, that then he doesn't ask her. So Mimele, the Torah couldn't say that where the Yisav is Kochush and the Heter is Shomein, so then it's Mifatim Yisav. Because Mimonev Shach, he says, if in the case where the Yisav is Kochush and the Heter is Shomein, so the Shomein, the Heter, is Mifatim Yisav, so certainly in the case where the solvent is Shomein, but the Balua, that is Balua inside the solvent, is kochush. So we certainly should say that the solvent, after all, there is a greater proximity between the belua and the solvent than there is between two separate tichas, heter and isa. So if there, we don't apply the concept of mifate, we don't apply the concept of mifate in the case where the solvent is shomein and the belua is kochush, alachas kama v'chamo, that we shouldn't apply the concept of mifate where the heter is shomein and the isa that is an entire tiche altogether, completely independent of the heter, is kochush. So Memeled, the Shita, so he says the Shita Satur is Enoch Name, that when is Slim Avliya Bikulei only when the Yisar is Shomein. But if the Yisar is Kochush, even though the Heter is Shomein, so then it's not Mavliya Bikulei, it's only Mavliya Kedinitile. But what does the Torah say? The Torah says that not only do we say that if the Yisar is Shomein, the Yisar is Shomein, and it's part and parcel of the same chatiche as the heter. So we say that it's marapei v'chulei, but even in a case where you have two separate chatiches, and Yisar and heter. So, the Yisar is Shomein, so it's marapei in the heter. But only if the Yisar itself is Shomein, not if the heter is Shomein. So he makes a correction in the Torah. In other words, the Taz paskens, not the way it appears in Shulchan Aruch. The Taz paskens that when do we say that al ditzli it asas bikulei in two situations. Either in the situation, this goes without saying that it's mifapeya bikulei, where it's one chatiche. Let's say you have a kulye that has a piece of chilev, a kidney of a behemoth, that has a piece of chilev shomein attached to it. So the heter and the yisar are mamesh in one chatiche. So then it goes without saying that the portion of the chilev that is part and parcel of the same chatiche as the kidney, it's one chatiche, is mifapei b'chulei. But even when you have two separate chatiches, and yisar and heter, and the Yisar is Shomen Legamre, and the Heter is Kochosh Legamre, so he also says Mafeg Mechulei. But in the case where the Yisar is Kochosh, and the Heter is Shomen, so then we don't say Mifati. In other words, he is Chilik and the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch.
Time. By Sif, we went over Sif Yud in the Taz. Now the tamtzis of Sif Yud in the Taz is that he makes a correction in the Tur. Instead of the Tur saying that where the chtichas heter is shomei and the chtichas isar is kochush, so then we say that it's mifapeya, it's mifateim, that the heter the shomein is first mifateim, the Yisa the Kochush, and then so the Kochush becomes Shomein, and then it's Mifapeya. So the heretofore Kochush, which now is converted into Shomein, In the second step is mifapeya in the whole chatiche. So he says the Torah doesn't say that. But he makes a correction, and that instead the Torah is saying that loy mi boye, if the chtichas isa is part and parcel with the heter, in other words, let's say like a kulia that has a piece of chilev attached to it. So then we say that it's mefapeya in the whole chtiche. So there it's a double poshut that is mefapeya chatiche because it's the same chatiche. But even if the iser and the heter represent two separate chatiches, and the iser is shomein, so the iser is mefapeya in the whole chatiche of heter. That's all that the Torah is saying. In other words, he changes the girse in the Torah. So in other words, so according to the Taz, when does a chticha of visa aser al ditzli chticha of heta bikule, not just kidenitile, only if the chticha of visa is shomim, but if the chticha of visa is kochush, even though the chticha of heta is shomim, so then we do not say that it's first mifatim the here to for kochush, and then the kochush in the second step, which is now shomein, is mifapeya in the head. Right. This is, so naturally, they are all chelik. They're all chelik on it. Right, now. Tzorich nitilas mokim. Sif yudal. Tzorich nitilas mokim. Sheberisei mokim nechshav oyisa tvei. Ki luhu behim. Vinilman bepesach. So the Gemara in case of tzeli. Calls it tzeli. So, notav ala Pesach, so yitel mekeime. So, in other words, that's the shittes Rashi. So the Rashi says that tzli, in one respect, is more chomer than bishl, because by bishl where you have reitev, so then if you have shishim, so everything is mutar. You don't have to be keile if you have to. You don't have to be natal mekeime. But by tzli, when you have two chtiches, iser and heter, that were nitzel together, and it's a dova shamei, so then it's mifapeya bechulei, so even though the heter is shishi, the chtichas heter is a gigantic chtiche, and the chtichas iser is a relatively small chtiche, and the chtichas heter has 60 measures, neged the chtichas iser, so the chtiche in its entirety is muter. But you have to be natal mekeime. At the point of junction, you have to peel off. Kidei nitile. Kidei uve etzba. You have to peel off. Why? But the question is, why is it different than bishul? So the answer is, because by bishul, where there is reitev, so there is no more concentration of bli at the point of junction than in any other part of the gdeira. So there is even distribution, even relative to the point of junction, there is even distribution. Masha'inkin here, where there is no reitev, so too, in the rest of the chatiche, outside the place of junction, so there is even distribution. But at the place of junction, there is a concentration of blie. So memela, since there is a concentration of blie at the point of junction, So maybe it's considered like nika or isa. This is what the Taz is saying. Shebeisi mokeim nechshav isa tvei kuluben. V'nimol pesa. That's the gemore. Ayin gimu, ayin dalet in psoche. All right. Now sif yudveis. Va'afilu yike samech tzorich nitilas mokeim. Tzorich nitilas mokeim. V'hochenoi. Vidavke beiser chilev oishor iser dishaya beishamnunes avo beiser dishaya beishamnunes vud bevadai kochush einei iser. Alright, now dishaya beishamnunes, in other words, when do we say that we are not pkim and we treat everything as shomein, that is, if it is something that has shamnunes, but the question is, does it have enough shamnunes? Doesn't it have sufficient shamnunes? Masha'inkin, if it's a kind of isa that doesn't have shamnunes altogether, so then we do not say einun pkim.
Die Schaie beschamnen ist, nicht schaue ich, wo sie die Ziele wählen, sie kosten mich Schaie durch, die Zorich samach neg der Abendliche. Wie Chos, wie Chos ab wie Dake, mei ische die Ziele wählen, kei gar nicht namen in Fapea. Dum je, die Chilef, die Mloikein, vadel jachlik la Agmore, beat mehe, die Imlichem, die Danoshem, wo ich zriech oder Klipp. Alright. Now, oi Bosa becholo. Hot ich dich has Isse Arisere Schavato, bin Giosa, davke, kishe Isura mach Masatz, kei ne wähle oi Bosa becholo. אבל אם אין בו יישר למה שבו למוקם אחר, אין יישרס אחרס הנגז. אפילו אין יישרו דיחד. באמת דבר אמורים כשפול יישר שנבפיה. אבל בו נדע דבר מפפן בטבעון, כן שומן, הוא יישרס חב אותו, בין בצלי, בין בצלי, בין בנגז ובזו, חם בחם, הוא בתחתינו, חם אבל יהיה נוכנה ננס, שיישר בו לו בעץ מפפיה ויצמחתיך ולכתיך. Now here we have it as. And this Taz discusses a very fundamental point now. So the Mechaber says that when do we say that al vitzli without reitev, so one ichtichas iser through contact with heter asas the heter kedei nitile, not bikulo, but kedei nitile it asas. So that is only if it's also machmas atzmo. But suppose the ichtichas iser is not osa machmas atzmo. It is osa machmas abelua shebiseicho. And this chtichas isa that contains the nisa belua. So in other words, the solvent is not osa, but the solvent contains the nisa belua. And this is in contact with the heter. So the heta doesn't become osar at all. You don't have to be natal mekeme. You don't even have to be kilef mekeme. Nothing, because blia doesn't go out below yiratif. Blia doesn't go out below yiratif unless the belua is a davashom. So then the belua will come out. But suppose the belua is not a davashom, and as the Torah says, even if the solvent is a davashom, so then the belua is not yitzei without yiratif. But so when do we say so the heta doesn't become osar at all, not even kidekli, nothing. So when do we say that al deitzli, so the chtichas iser by contact with through contact with heter asars kidenitile, the heter only if it's osa machmasat. But if it's osa machmasat, but we say hey, not. In other words, suppose first you cooked in a pot chtichas heter together with chilev. Then you took out tichas heter after it was cooked together with chilev. You took out tichas heter, you identify it, you recognize it, but it has a blie. It has a blie. And you boiled it. You boiled this tichas heter that absorbed from chilev. You boiled it. Well, chilev might not be a good example because usually chilev is a davashome. So, but let's say the chilev is not shomein, it's kochel. So let's say the chtichas heter in the pot were cooked with nevele that was kochel. So the chtichas nevele that was kochel in the pot. So then, after he finished cooking them, so he recognized the chtichas heter. He took out the chtichas heter. So it's not osa machmas atzmo, it's osa machmas abelua shebiseicho, because it absorbed nevele, and he took this chtichas heter that absorbed nevele, and he boiled it together in contact with ichtichaseta. So that ichtichaseta that was boiled with this ichtichaseta that contains the belua of nevele does not become osara. This is what he's saying. But when do we say that it does asa kidei nitile? Only when it's osa machmas atzmo. In other words, if he boiled a ichticha of nevele, this is ichticha of nevele, and this is ichticha of heter, and we are boiled together in the oven with contact between the two. So then it asas kidenitil. Then it asas kidenitil if they are both kosher. But, or if it's basa b'chalov. So what does it mean, basa b'chalov? So the plain pshat in basa b'chalov means, let's say you had ichtichas basa, and then some milk, and that ichtichas basa, let's say, was cooking in a pot. And then some milk spilled on the chatich. So that chatich absorbed milk to the extent that the milk gave a tam of milk in that chatich.
Then you do. This is the chaticha that was cooking in a pot and milk spilled on it, and it absorbed the time of milk. Then I took this chaticha and I boiled it in contact with the chaticha seta. So then, and they're both crushing. So then it will asak in the nitil. This is what the Mechaber is saying. Hik shomasha. Before you get a noche simen me mei, do kaim ilon in isa balua, heli ablareite, afilo biposa b'cholo. Viraye, mitipas cholo of shenoflo al bosa. So in other words, so why does he want to mention the raye? Because you could say, maybe cholov is a dover amfapeya? So memele, and the Mechaber says here, b'feiresh, that if the belua is a dover amfapeya, so then it is yeitzibeli reiti, obviously. So he says, no, cholov is not a dover amfapeya. V'horaye, it's mifuresh, it's simen tzadik beis. So in Simen Tzadik Beis it's mentioned that if you have a number of chatiches and then some milk spilled on the uppermost chaticha and it was above the level of the reitev, this uppermost chaticha, and he didn't stir immediately the soup over the chatichas, so then only this chaticho remains osa. But this chaticho does not become osa. We don't even have to be nateless mikeime in this chaticho. That is in contact with this chaticho. Why? Because since there was no reitev, so memele and bolua is not yetzibili reitev, so the milk that was absorbed in this chaticho will not come out and travel into this chaticho. So we see that milk is not treated as a dover shomei milk. Milk is not considered. We could say that milk is a dover shomei. After all, every milk has fat. No, so we see that milk is not considered to be sufficiently shomei to be yetze, even though the milk is a below. So memele yes, the kashe. So v'raya mitipas cholov shenofal bo, so b'simen tzadik beit. V'shenei esro yisach ticho b'lein niyo v'kiso, eini saras achir shenogu chamin zu bezu. So Eloshatu Loidogbikan. There's the Loshon of the Mashal. So in other words, the Mashal makes the comment against the tool, there's the Loshon of the tool. So he says, Nivelo, you understand? Because Nivelo, so if Ichticha of Nivela was boiled in contact with Ichticha of Heter, so then it asas the Heter Kidemitil, even though both are Khush. But why do they say bosa b'cholov? What does it mean bosa b'cholov? If ichtichas bosa on which milk spilled, so was then after that it was taken out from the pot and it was boiled in contact with ichtichas heter, so it asas the ichtichas heter kedenitile. Why should it asa kedenitile? After all, in order to asa kedenitile, then the belua must be capable of traveling, but the belua is incapable of traveling unless the belua is idovar amfapeya, and cholov is not idovar amfapeya. Cholov is not a vape. So the Mashal says, Elisha tuli dog become. So in other words, he should only have mentioned Dafke kishi sura machmasatzmo kigeini vele, and not mention Basa b'cholov. Oi, im loisheni forish, mashikosab khan, that's all part of the lotion of the Mashal. Basa b'cholov, haine bosa ham shenoga bigvino, sheze choshevisa machmasatzmo. So he says, the pshat in the Torah could be, not if ichtiches boso that was cooking in a pot and milk spilled on it. Then he took it out and he boiled it in contact with ichtiches heter. So it asas ichtiches heter kedei nitile. That not, because in that case, the milk, the belua, is incapable of coming out. So memele, even though the boso is in contact, but the milk is not in contact. The milk is belua. In the interior of the chatich. So then the chaticha seta wouldn't become osar at all. Not even kidding till it. But the two as reference to a case, or ibosa becholov, it means, suppose you boiled a piece of boso and a piece of cheese in contact with each other. So then the cheese would become, and let's say, I mean, and the boso and the cheese are both khush. It's lean boso and the cheese is kochush. So then, the cheese will become osa kedei nitil. This is what the Torah means. Natur does not have reference. So the Mashal says, the Torah does not have reference to a case where Chtichas Bosor that was cooking in a pot and milk spilled on it. Then he took this Chtichas Bosor and boiled it in contact with Chtichas Heter. Then the Chtichas Heter doesn't become Osir at all. But when one boiled a piece of Bosor in contact with a piece of cheese, so the cheese and both are Kushim, so the cheese becomes Osir Kedinitil. He says, Pirisha Bosor Yi Osir Machmaze. Gam b'tiras abayis b'tiras samin, so the cheese becomes osa k'netile and the bosa becomes osa k'netile, both natural. Gam b'tiras abayis och bayis dalet chal dalet kim kosa v'hedi al bosa shenesa mecholov v'inecheizeh v'eiseh shal bosa b'leretiv afil shteyen chamis v'chein kosa v'eit b'daf tzadik tes omet beis v'chilef v'idam eimifat. So it's a big chidesh. And he mentions that in the name of the Rashi. And that happens to be the sheet of the Raya. There is a Reb Chaim on that Raya, in Macholas Asuras. So that happens to be the sheet of the Raya. The Raya sheet is that if Ichtichas Bosa absorbed Cholov, it was cooking in a pot, and then milk spilled on it, and it gave, to an extent that it gave, the milk gave a tam of Cholov in the Bosa, And then that absorbed milk, it's a heft of Bosabacholov, the Rambam, the Raya doesn't discuss. The Rashba discusses Sli, but the Raya doesn't discuss Sli. The Raya discusses Bishl, but where there is no Reitif. So in other words, because the Rambam says, Imacholes Asures, Drive the Rambam in Pirik Tes Mufach Cholos Asuras. Haloche Tes, Haloche Yud, says, Nofal Cholov Visigdero Shel Boso. Te Yamim Esach Ticho Shenofal Aleo Cholov. Im Yeish Bo Tam Cholov Akal Muta. Naturally, if it's just a drop of milk spilled on Echtichas Boso, and he doesn't give a Tam Cholov in the Boso, so everything is Mutar, even that particular Chatich. Vim Yeish Bechticho Tam Cholov. But if there is enough milk spilled on that chaticho, and the uppermost chaticho that is above the level of the reitif, afal pi sheim tisochit achaticho liyishoya b'tam, hoil v'yeish bo ato tam cholov, nes rois achaticho, u'misharim b'chulo. So if the other chatiches in the gdeiro have 60 measures neged the size of the chaticho, so then the Gdeiro becomes Muta. But suppose the other Chatiches in the Gdeiro do not have 60 measures negated, so then the whole Gdeiro is Osa. All the other Chatiches are Osa. So the Raivet is Masik. The Raivet is Masik. Now, his Kashi, the Raivet says, now, let's say if milk spilled on the uppermost chaticha, and there was no reitif here, the level of the reitif reached up to here. So here there was no reitif. So, and that milk gave a tam of cholov in this chaticha. So, and there is no shishim in the other chatichas, neged the whole chaticha. So why should the other chatichas be osir? After all, in belu ayeitze bel reitif. So memela, that means that the cholov cannot come out from this chaticho and spread into the other chatichas with which it is in contact. So, because there is no reitif. So, mimele, since it cannot spread, so mimele, the other chatichas should be mutal gamre. So, is masik on the Rambam. So, Reb Chaim discusses the shittes Rambam and he discusses the shittes Raya. Now it seems that the Rashi Bushita is like the Raivet. That's why I'm mentioning the Reb Chaim and the Raivet.
So he says as follows. Now we pasken that Efshali Sechte is osir. There is a machlekes in the Gemara. The Gabi was b'cholov itself whether Efshali Sechte is muter or Efshali Sechte is osir. What does it mean Efshali Sechte is muter or osir? Let's say a chticha of a chticha of bosor, a chticha of bosor was cooking in a pot, and then milk spilled on it, and it gave it a cholov in that chticha of bosor. Then he took out that chticha of bosor. That became osir, and he put it in another pot, let's say, and then there is no shishi neged that chaticha in the other pot, but there is certainly shishi neged the quantity of milk that this chaticha absorbed. So if we say efshali seichte is muter, so then all the other chatichas in the other pot are muter. If we say actually sechte is osir, so the moment, so we say chticha nasis nevele, chticha nasis nevele, the moment the tipas cholov gave it am cholov in that chaticha in the first part. Now I'm mentioning it with two parts. I mean it. The same thing applies to the same part. So the moment when the tipas cholov gave it am of cholov in that chaticha, it became an entity of his, the whole thing. So Mimele, then he cooks it in another pot with other chatiches. So even though when it's cooked with other chatiches in the other pot, so then the milk is squeezed out from this chaticha and it is distributed evenly in the whole gdeire. And in each chaticha there is much less than to give it up. But still, we need shishim neged the whole chaticha. Not just shishim neged the original quantity of milk that was nivla in the chaticha. According to Mandoma, according to Shmuel that says that actually sechta is muter, so if in the other part there is shishim neged the quantity of milk absorbed by the chaticha, even though there are no 60 measures neged the chaticha itself, so then it is already muter. But we pass actually sechta is also. So Reb Chaim says there is a fundamental machlekes between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam shita is that the reason as to why the Rambam shita is that the pshat in efshali sechti oser is that the reason as to why, let's say, in other words, the Mandoma who says efshali sechti oser. So if a certain chaticha absorbed milk and it had at that moment it had it am cholov, even though later on you put it in another pot and the milk is squeezed out, there is no milk. Or it's reduced to a minimum, I mean, so it has very little milk, much less than to give it am, so it still remains osir. And if we say actually sechta is muter, so we say since originally, the milk gave it tam cholov in that bosso, so even though later on you squeeze out all the milk, and there is no tam bosso later on, it still is osir. So according to the Rambam, the pshat in efshali sechte osir means that in view of the fact that cholov by itself is muter, bosso by itself is muter, and when the two combine together, so that one gives it tam in the other, then it becomes an entity of Isaya. So then, it's not only that the combination is the entity of Isaya. True, originally the cholov before it combined with the bosor was Heter. But once they combine, so each component becomes a Heter of Isaya. Not just the combination. That's the Shittas Aram. The Shittas Aravid is no. Cholov by itself is Heter, was Heter. And the bosa by itself was eter. When the two combine together, you form the synthesis, so then it became osir. So the heftza of isa does not consist of the synthesis, but each component by itself is not a heftza of isa. But of course, as long as they exist in a state of synthesis, in a combination, so mimele, the bosa particle is also osir, because it's part and parcel of that synthesis. But if you squeeze out the milk from the bosor, then you don't have a synthesis anymore. So mimele,
So mainly the Bosa particles by the Bosa particles by themselves are not a Hefzo Visa. So then you'll say, but so why does Rav and Rabbi Yechanan say, and that's the way Paskin, Efshali Sechti is Osea? Efshali Sechti is Osea? So that is only as a remnant of Isa. Because once, when the Cholov spilled on the Bosa, so then it gave a time of Cholov in the Bosa. So it became a synthesis of Bosa be Cholov. So everything, every molecule of that synthesis was osa. Every particle of that synthesis was osa. As long as it was in a state of synthesis. So mimele, even if though later on you squeeze out all the milk from that chaticha, so then you only have one component left, the bosa component. The Cholov component was already removed, so it still remains osa, the bosa component, as a remnant of Isa. Because since the of Isa, but it's not osa. It's not osa in itself as an entity of Isa. The entity of Isa consists in the synthesis. And the reason as to why it remains osea even after you squeezed out all the milk is because as a remnant of Isa. So mele, so when is a chayach to say as a remnant of Isa? The boso bien mashein kein, when that boso is nivla in another tichas boso, so it has to asa. The adach tichas boso to the aloch of tam kikia. It cannot answer the adach tichas boso to the aloch of tam kikia, inasmuch as this is not the essential isa. The essential isa consists in the synthesis. So mimele, when is milk spilled? The right Rambam says that if you had milk, if milk spilled upon, let's say, the uppermost chatich, and there was no rate, And if even though it's loy niyah veloy kiso, he didn't stir the reitiv to cover all the chatiches. So if there is no shishin in the other chatiches in the gdeira, all the other chatiches become osir. The Ravid says no, the other chatiches do not become osir. True, we say actually sechti is osir. So that means that this chatiche will remain osir leilam voed. Even though a chemist will extract, will squeeze out every droplet of milk from this chatiche, but it will still be osir. Why? Because it became osir. It remains osir as a remnant of isir. But this is not the essence of isir. The essence of bosa becholov consists in the synthesis of bosa becholov. So Roman Doma says, since the essence of Bosa B'Cholov consists in the synthesis, so the moment a chemist extracts all the milk from the chatiche, then the chatiche's Bosa itself becomes muter. So the Adam and Domar, and we pass like the Adam and Domar, like Rav and Rabbi Yechanan, and says no. Even though you extracted every droplet of milk from that chatiche, but originally, before you extracted, it was an entity of Bosa B'Cholov, it became Moser, so every molecules, so while it existed in a state of synthesis, every molecule, every particle of it was osir. So even after you extracted the cholov from it, it remains osir as a remnant of isir. So as a remnant of isir, this can remain osir, but when particles of boso, but the Rambam says that even though loy niyah veloy kiso, so memele the cholov without niyah and kiso, without reitev, the droplets of milk that were absorbed by this chaticha do not travel. They do not come out. But particles of boso do travel. Because between here there is no reitiv. But between the bottom of the chaticha and this chaticha there is reitiv. But the Ravid says no. So since there is reitiv only here but not here, so only particles of boso can travel to the other chatiches. But particles, droplets of cholov cannot travel to the other chatiches because there is no reitiv up here. So mimele, true, but the Rambam shita is, even though the droplets of cholov cannot travel all the way, cannot travel, but who cares that the droplets of cholov cannot travel? The moment
This cholov gave it tam, cholov in the boso, so even the particles of boso became a heft of boso cholov. Without cholov. And the particles of boso do travel, because between this chatich and this chatich there is reitev. So then the particles of boso travel throughout the gdeir. So in Meile, all the other chatichas become osar if there is no shishin. But the Raivet says, no. Since two of the particles of boso remain osar lilom void, even after you squeeze out the milk. But why do they remain osar? As a remnant of isar. So that thing itself remains osar as a remnant of isar. But something that is only osar as a remnant of isar cannot asar another chatiche. In order to asar another chatiche, it must represent the essence of isar. This is the Shittas HaRaivim. Now we see that the Shittas HaRashbo and the Marshal is like the Shittas HaRaivim. So this is what they are saying. So Hikshor Marshal Pergidanosh Simmei Dokamul and Nisa Balu Ahilabal Rating Afilu Bosa Bacholov Viraya Mitipas Holov Shinof Bosa Besimens of Days Vichenes Hois Hati Hobelinio Vikiso in Isaras Achirish and Ogo Ham in Zubazu Elishatuli Dog Vikam Imlishin Forish Mashikosov Kambi Bosa Bacholov Haini Bosa Ham Shinoga Bigvino Shinoga Bigvino. So Mimele, so the Bosa Asers kidinitilesh is a hoshufisa machmasatsmi. Pirisha boso yosa, kidinitile, the guino yosa kidinitile, machmase, kamitiras a bais or ruch, kosa behedia, kinkos vera, boso shnesa mecholov, dinheza veisa shor boso belerative, afilstein chamis. So it doesn't asser at all, not even kidinitile. Vichain kosa fei, bit after dictes, the hele vidam emifab. The hele vidam emifab. All right. Now, let's see. Now let's go to the Shach. Now we're up to the Shach. Sif Yud Gimel. Avolim hu bereitev l'riach l'miktsos o'kintzoch l'imash l'boi alir. Uchtich aseta shenitzla atam kosat bis Yosef. Di oz l'heta l'mfatim l'yisa. Vi hoda oz l'yisa l'mfatim l'heta. Vi chol dova sheyesh l'pipua. In other words, the Shach and all the other Nisi Kelim do not make any correction in the Torah. I mean, the Taz is the only one who makes a correction in the Torah. All right. Also, in other words, so what is the Mechaba Paskins like the Rashbo? That where the Heter and the Yisar are Shmeini, and then it asas Bikulei, but in addition, so even though there is Shishim, so everything beyond the area of junction, so it becomes is Muter, but you have to be natalis became at the area of junction. You have to be natalis became at the area of junction. Why? Because there is a concentration of Isa. There's the Rajbashi. So, Glitas Mokim, Vidas Mari, the Cholhecha, the bottle Bishishim in Zorich Loinitile Voloi Klipe, because then why should it be more homo than Bishal Mamech? Umarshal Bisa Vetashalei, Upirigin Hanoshi, Simon Chopres, Kosav, the Bikochus, Yeshle Hatzrich, Klipe Bimliche, Klipe Bimliche, Untile Bitsli. Avdi kesamech, avol shomein yofe kosav, mari, vahamachmir aveksil bachei shachilech. Because the Marshal uses such a sharp expression because the Gemara in Erevim says, and that was, I mean, let's say before the Baskol, so if someone follows up the chumras of Shame Bisilel, so ksil bachei shachilech. So the Marshal says that If it is kochush, if the femaris in enu, according to our judgment, it appears to be kochush. But we don't consider ourselves keen, so mele we require shish. That's only a chumre, because maybe we don't have a good sense in determining whether something is sufficiently shomein or not. So because of that, we are machmir. But then we require shishin. But even if we have shishin, since it's very likely that it's kochush, it's not jamin, it's only because we don't trust ourselves. But it's very likely that it's kochush. And if it's kochush, if Kapishmai is gali that it's kochush, then it doesn't tasa bikulei, but it only we have to be natal as bikeimei or by miliche. We have to be keilei. So in this case too, where it's very likely that it is kochush, So even though the Rishishim, but we have to be Natalis Mikami anyway. Masha'in came where we are sure that it's Shami. So then it has the same din as Bishlo. So why, and the Rishishim, so why be Natalis Mikami over and above the Shishim? So if one is Machmir, he says, Ksil Bacheshechilech, Ad Kanlo. וחי גם לכוס המראה מפדווה, ותשוב לסרף צמד צדיק, אין שם. וידע הסרב ותרס חטוס, ריש כבר למצעין, גם בסלי, וריש כבר למתחס גם מליחה, כי המחב. וכן כוס הפקן בגוד, וכן הפיסקים הקדמיינים, המפוסומים סייפרים כן. So in other words, so even though the Marshal says כסיל בחיש החילך, but so many poskim, I mean, agree with the shit of the Rajah. Why? Because true, it's a double shomein, but it's not like Bishul Mamesh. In Bishul Mamesh, so even at the area of junction, there is even distribution. But here, the area of junction, there is a concentration of Lier, so it's considered like Nikoy. Alright. Oishor isa b'shaya b'shamnunis. V'nizboya b'chamaduchte didam b'shaya b'shamnunis. Miu b'siftes, so memele it should follow, according to what the Ramo says here, that by dam, so that vis-a-vis the Isadam, so we shouldn't require Shishi. Still, miu b'siftes is boyer dineyagim lishaya b'mlicha b'samech afud korosh legamre, even vis-a-vis the Isadam. So he says still, im kein ho'adim b'tzli, monevshech, if b'mlicha itziv mekalochem, if b'mlicha we are machmir to require samech, even in something that is kochush, that does not even have a madikum of shamnunis, like dam. Dam does not have even a madi, usually. Sometimes it might be different. But usually it doesn't even have a madikum of shamnunis. So certainly by tzli. V'chein masham ben v'tiras chatos. V'chein masham divar shal v'shoachin. Oh, so there is a stira. So the shach says, no, there is no stira. Because v'hod isosem harav kan, the isokochosh ligamre in the isir. Rakei de Nitile, Haini Bisa de Rabono, Kidlikamo, Sivtes, Vainsho. In other words, Enoch Name, when the Ramo says here that something that usually does not have even a minimum of Shamnunes, so then we do not require Samech, so that has only reference to something that is also only the Rabono. Only the Rabono. So if it has a madikum of shamnunes, we still require shishim. But if it doesn't have usually a madikum of shamnunes, we don't require mashenkin. If it involves an isa d'raise, so then even something that is kochosh legamre and doesn't have even a madikum of shamnunes, so you also treat a shom. In other words, because maybe very little shamnunes is needed. Now this is a very difficult shach. There's a lot of lomdes in this shach. And you'll see that this shach mentions the lomdes of Reb Chaim. I mean, it mentions it in the name of the Mari. Not the way the Marshal explains the Tur. That when the Tur says, Dafke kishisur machmas atzmo kibgosa b'cholov, he doesn't mean Yechtichas Boso that absorbed cholov, but he means if Boso was boiled in contact with cheese. No, it's not mashma like that. Mashma that Yechtichas Boso sheniv lam cholov. Shenechshav kolachticho gufo yisa. Uchmeshe kosvu ha-poskim b'simen tzadik beitz. Uchilosh nazeh kosvu ha-turam chabelil b'simen kufalef. Ein lo din chticho ruyel ischabit. That when we say chtichorul ischabit, I feel the bottle, only if it's also machmas hat. But if it's also machmas balua, so we do not say chtichorul ischabit, I feel the bottle. So there it's mentioned that nivele is considered also machmas hatzmo, and bosa becholov also considered bosa machmas hatzmo. So just as over there it's considered also machmas hatzmo, so here too it's considered also machmas hatzmo. Rashbo, שהחולובין היא מפפיה. ואף על פי, because if חולוב would be מפפיה, so then even if it's not treated as a ניסה מחמס עצמו, like בלואה, but if the בלואה is דבר מפפיה, so it is יצא מכתיך לכתיך בלוי רייטיב. בלוי רייטיב. Where if it's a שומן. So, דבורים אלו שאומרו אפילו בוסה בחולוב, שהחולובין היא מפפיה. ואף על פי שעשו כחתיך סליבלה, so true that cholov itself is not idor shomein, but let's say if the bosor is shom, the bosor is shomein, so the bosor itself is a heftzal viser. So who is interested in the question as to whether the cholov will come out from chtiche to chtiche? Let's say that the cholov will not come out, but as long as the bosor particles themselves are a heftzal viser. So, and if the bosor particles are shomein, so let it asa the other chtiche of bosor that is in contact with it completely. And let's say if the bosor particles are not shomein, so let it l'chol apoches asa kedei nitile. But the Rashba says it's not even mosa kedei nitile. The Rashba says. So he says, ואבל פי שעשו, כי תיחס נבל לא עשו, כי נבל עצמו לא עשה. עד כאן לשני, וביקיס ומרי, כוסה משמרי, וזה לשני, ואיד מסופק אני בבוסו שקיבלו טעם מחולוב, שלא היה בי סמך לבט לי, ונסה, ושוב נוגע כשהוא חם בבוסר אחר, כוסה במורד חי משמרי, וכן יוסיף עד תחומו, דיני ישראל בלראיתי, ושמי צדי טיפס חולוב, והכיחו סבור הזו, מהיד ניה בכיסו. So in other words, so the Mishnah Raya from the Gemara, that's the Raya of the Raivet, as a matter of fact. When the Raivet is Masik and the Rambam, so he mentions that Raya. Because from the Gemara in Kolabosor it appears that if it was Cholov fell on a Chaticho, and it gave it time of Cholov in the Bosor, and then that Chaticho was above the Reitev, but the other Chatichas in the Gdeiro inside the Reitev. So when does the whole Gdeiro become Oseh? If there is no shishim negedol chaticho, only if it's niya v'kiso. But if it's not niya v'kiso, so then the other chaticho is not oseh. But according to the Rambam, so the other chaticho should be, the Rambam says that it is oseh. That it is oseh. Why? Because chaticho nas is nevele. So the moment the cholov gave it tam cholov in the boso, so every particle of boso, every molecule of boso became a chefzo viseh. So true, it's loy niya veloy kiso. So there is no reitev on top, but at the bottom there is reitev. So mimele, the particles of bosor of that chaticha can travel all the way throughout the gdeire. So that's the raya. ויחיחו ספור הזה ישמעי דיניה מקיסו, וקושה, דימאי שתמוד לקוסה בסיבה תרומה דיבוס בכל אופשן למישור איסורים. דוד, יחתיך אורי לסחב את ליבות לו, דווקא כי הוא שורוש יש על איסה, ולא ישנס רלדי בלי הסיסה, וגם בבוס יש נוסע מכל אוף להמרי לנוחה, ואין את תלו, אין דצי משנה מפורשס, ואף כי משנה שלאים, הוא יבא ולסחובים, יחתיך אורי לסחב את שאול בוס בכל אוף, ואין את תלו, עד כאן לשני, גם בשור אוף תמו, על ספר התרומו, ואמור דחי, Bishimri Visiaite Bose. So why does the Sefer HaTrumah and the Mordechai say that if Echtichas Bosor absorbed Cholov, and to the extent that Cholov gave it time, Cholov in the Bosor, and then that Echtichas Bosor was boiled in contact with Echtichas Eter, so the Echtichas Eter doesn't become Oser altogether? Why? Because the cholov cannot come out into the chtichas eter. So the question is, so who cares that the cholov cannot come out? But the bosa particles can travel, and the bosa particles themselves became a heftzer viser, because we pasken chtichanas is nevele, actually say chtiyoseh. That's the kasha against the Mordechai, and against the Sefer HaTrumah. In other words, the Mordechai and the Sefer HaTrumah have the same sheet as the Raivet. So that's the kasha. So he says, So the Mari gives a very long deshetaritz, and this is the Reb Chaim mamish. V'yir alitaritz k'zas divadai bosa becholov kol zman shum urev mikro shoroshei v'gufi shalisa v'afil abosa becholov k'moi klayib godim bizman shechut pishton miurev bitali semer also liz kaseis. The analogy with klayim is a beautiful analogy. So he says, also is kasis b'chol atalis. Afilu b'yisi tzachin chut pishton boy. V'im nechtach natalis b'yisi tzachin b'pishton. Muter b'yisi tzach. Hochenami kam l'rabonon. Shein shum tam hilich michtichazu. Rak tam di bosal l'chut. Only particles of bosal travel. But the particles of cholov do not travel. V'loi shum cholov. Elo im kinal direitev. V'have kilu boi liyozal v'yomar. Lonu nechtach mina bosoze. Mina bosoze. Chticho ktano shein bushum tam cholov. V'have shorek ayidi klayim. V'tzor chiyu. So his mama is saying the same thing that Reb Chaim says in explaining the Raive. What does Reb Chaim say? Reb Chaim says that true Efshel Isechta is Oser, but that doesn't mean that when Bosor that was originally Heter and Cholov that was originally Heter, when they combine, so then the Cholov component by itself becomes a Heftzo Viser, and the Bosor component by itself becomes a Heftzo Viser. No, since the Cholov by itself was Heter, so even when it combines with Bosor, by itself it is not the essence of Isser. But the essence of Isser consists in the synthesis, the togetherness, the combination of the Bosor and the Cholov. But naturally, the halacha is, let's say, suppose a chotzi kazayis of Bosor combines with chotzi kazayis of Cholov, and then he eats the whole kazayis, so even though of the Bosor he ate only heavy kazayis, and of the cholov he ate only heavy kazayis. So he's chayav malkes. Why? Because he has a whole kazayis of synthesis of basar b'cholov. But the essence of Isser, according to the Raivet, consists in the synthesis of basar b'cholov. So as long as it is in a state of synthesis, so every molecule is a heftze, every particle is a heftze of basar b'cholov. But the essence of Isser does not consist of one component by itself. It consists of the synthesis of both components. But, so, as long as they are in a state of synthesis, fine. But, but in a case where there is no reitev, so the cholov particles do not come out. What comes out in the chticha of Heter? Only the Bosor particles come out. So we have the Bosor particles isolated and detached from the other component. So it's not a Heftzer Viser. But why do we say Efshel Isechta Oser, even though you squeezed out every droplet of milk? So that's on the basis of a remnant of Isser. That point the Marie doesn't mention. But this is what it means as a remnant of Isser. As a remnant of Isser, itself remains Oser. But it cannot Oser on the basis of Tam Kiyikah. This is mamish what Reb Chaim says in the Raivet. So the Marie says, all right. Vitzorchim. What does he mean by it? So he mentions. So first of all, he mentions a beautiful analogy with clay. So the halacha is: suppose you sew in the collar of the jacket, you sew in a small strip of linen. So when you have sharpness, so most of the time it's here in the collar. So then the whole jacket is a heft of clay. The whole jacket is a heft of klai. Not just here. The whole jacket is a heft of klai. So why? Because then the whole baguette becomes a heft of klai. But suppose you take out this strip of linen. So then it's heter. The jacket is muter. You can wear it. But over there, there is no aloche of Efshel Isechta Deyoser. So I mean, this aloche of remnant of Isser, that's has a shayches in Isurei Achile, not in a nisa like lion. So Bosor B'Cholov is the same thing. Bosor B'Cholov is the same thing. As long as they exist in a combination, in a state of synthesis, so then every particle is a particle of the synthesis. Just as in the case of lion, so as long as the strip of linen is here on top in the collar, so even this is a heft of klayim. But the moment you pull out the strip of linen, so then this is not a heft of Isser. So here too, as far as the essence of Isser is concerned, so every molecule, every particle of that synthesis is a heft of Isser, is a heft of Bosor B'Cholov. It's a particle of Bosor B'Cholov, as long as they exist in a state of synthesis. But when this chatiche that is comes in contact with another chatiche, and only particles of boso come out from this chatiche into this chatiche, but the particles of chol of not. So at this moment, it's not in a state of synthesis. So mimele, even though the particles of boso remain asalim on void, but they cannot asa this chatiche on the basis of tamkik. This is what he says, and he says vitzol chiyun, because maybe it's not like that. It's not like klayim. By klayim, so the aloha is not that once you put in a strip of linen in the jacket, so even the wool becomes a chefetz iser of klayim. No, the klayim does. The wool never becomes. The wool by itself never becomes a chefetz of klayim. It's the combination of the wool and the linen that is a heft of klayim. Mashenkin here, maybe the pshat in Nefesh L'Sich, the also is, like the Rambam Shite, that once there is a combination, so even the boso component by itself is a heft of isa. So maybe it can ask the other chatich. Alright. Atkanshin. V'chein posak marshal, v'isavet ha-shalei, v'sifre perigran oshes im MMA, v'chein muchach l'cheire, da'as orav, Simen Sadik Bey, Shekos Aldin Loch, Latipas Cholov Al Chetich Hashem Bigdei Ro, Veloi Ni, Veloi Kiso Klal, Eino Asa Rak Achetich Levat. In other words, that's the Mashal, that the Taz cited, Usho Rak Dei Ro Muteres. Vimo Yosei Vali Bosa Mecholov Kiv Mishiatz Vene Velo. Vine Echshav Guva Yisar 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 The Ravid mentions that as a raya against the Rambam. But the Ravid Chita is that he does not asa the other chatiches. Even though particles of bosa do travel from one chatiche and the other. Because over there, in regard to the particles of bosa, there is a ratev that distributes them. There is no ratev over here, but there is a ratev over here. אם כן בלקור צורך לימר שפירש דיכן מיירה שנוגב בו שחם בגבינו חמו וכמי שפירש מרשל בסבטה של היו בספרי שום ויהיה הבח ואין זה איקה. In other words, the Shach doesn't like it that the pshat in the Torah is not when he says דווקי כי שיסור המחמסה עצמו הוא בוסו בחולוב. So he doesn't mean a chtichas bosal that absorbed cholov and then it was boiled in contact with a chtichas eter. But he means if a chtichas bosal was boiled in contact with gvin. It's easy. It's not mashma like Elo nirali disvir lara. The afal gaf not voice. But he mentioned the Ramo. The Ramo says in nofla tipas cholov al chticha shebigdeiro. V'lo inia v'lo ikisa klal in yosa rak achticha levad. Ushorak deiro muteres. Ushorak deiro muteres. So it's mashma that Ramo himself holds that actually doesn't mean that the boso component by itself becomes a chefetz of isa. No, the chefetz of isa consists in the combination of boso and cholov. Combination of boso and cholov. And why do we say actually sichti osa as a remnant of isa? Because it became osa at one time, so it remains osa. It remains osa. All right. Elo nirali bisvir l'arav. So the Shach says no. The Ramoshite is not like that. The Ramoshite is not like the Rashbo and the Marshal. The Ramoshite is like the Rambam. That the Pshat in Nefesh L'Sich also is that even though originally the Boso particles were not a Chefetz of Isa, but the moment he united with Cholov, so the Boso particles by themselves become a Chefetz of Isa. Not the synthesis, but the Boso, the moment they combine, they unite with Cholov, so the Boso component by itself becomes a Chefetz of Isa. Oh, so the question is, so why does he say the Ramo im nofla tipas cholov al chticha shebideiro v'lo inia v'lo ikisa klal in yosa rak achticha levat? So true, lo inia v'lo ikisa, but particles, so the cholov doesn't come out without creative. But who is concerned with the cholov? As long as both of particles travel, so, and the both of particles themselves is a chefetz of both of cholov. Not just the combination of the boso and the cholov, but the boso particles by themselves. So, Elin Nirali, this is very obscure, this Shach. אלא נראה לי לסביר לרב, די אבל גב די קיימלון, חם בחם בלראית היפס הכולי, היינה מטעם שאינו נפקי, בין כוחו של שומן, אבל מכל מוקי מה שאינה גופו יישא, רק על די בלי, לא יחומי כל כך, והקמיו עדיני, והנה יישא כי שאינה מפפיה, ויכול אוב אינה מפפיה, וכמי שכוס הפרש בו, וכמי שכוס הוויסימן צדיק וייס, וכן כוספתי שום בשם רע. גם שכחתי שום שחינדס הפוסקים והטור המחבר, דיכול אוביס הכוחש מקרה ואין מפפיה. וראי לזה שבתרסחתוס פעול חופכס כוסף סתם, דימבול האיסה שאין מפפיה, אין איסה בן גיה. ואף אגב לא תקנינו בן כוחש לשומי, אלא ודאי כולה היו למחמרים. Now, well, the shach is very obscure, but one thing has to be pointed out. The shach distinguishes between the halacha that idomo kochush, when it is boiled in contact with idomo kochush, between the halacha that idomo kochush, the isa that is boiled in contact with dovo heta. Kochush. So then the halacha is that it only asers kedinitile. But if a dovo shomen iser is boiled in contact with a dovo heter, so then it asers bechule. So over there we say onu impki, onu impki. In other words, so maybe even something that looks kochush to our eyes, but maybe it's sufficiently shomen, because over there in order that an iser without reitev should be mifapeya b'chol achticha de heter, it does not have to be excessively shomein. Even if it is moderately shomein, so it can also be mifapeya b'chol achticha. So mimele, we say, since it's not necessary that it should be excessively, extremely shomein, just moderately, substantially shomein, so even the things that to our eyes appear kochush, but maybe it is substantially shomein. But ligabe the aloche that balua is not yetze at all without reitev, so except if the balua is shomein, so there, even if the balua is substantially shomein, it's still not yetze without reitev, only if it is extremely shomein. Now, so true, you are not pkim, but we are not stupid either. So mimele, since we are not keen, so mimele, sometimes we might make a mistake between something that is substantially shomein and not substantially shomein. But one has to be stupid to make a mistake between something that is excessively shomein and not excessively shomein, you see. So mimele, when can we apply this concept of einonu pkin, ligabe, two things, iser and heter, that are in contact, cham b'cham, that are in contact with each other without reitev. So there, so shomein asas b'chule. Kochush asas only kidin itile, so we say, we are not keen. So maybe something that is apparently kochush, maybe it's substantially shomein. But ligabe the inyan of imbalu ayetze b'reitev, so only something that is excessively shomein. Excessively shomein, but if so then it's yetzei b'leireitiv, the balua. But if the balua is substantially shomein, not excessively shomein, it's not its leireitiv. Now, so we are sure that cholov is not excessively shomein. Maybe cholov is moderately shomein, but substantially shomein maybe it is, but it's certainly not excessively shomein. All right, so that we can understand. But it's still not so, the shach is still not so posh. So he says, now, in other words, the shach says that the Ramoshite is not like the Raivet. It's not like the Rashba. The Ramoshite is that the aloche of Efshal Yisichti Osar implies that even though the Bosor by itself originally was Eter, but and the Cholov was Eter, but once the Bosor combined with the Cholov, or Cholov for one moment, so then the Bosor component by itself became a Heftz of Isa, an essence of Isa. But that's the Ramoshit, not like the Raivet, that the Heftz of Isa consists in the synthesis. And the reason is why after you squeeze out all the milk, it still remains osa because it's a remnant of isa. No, tramoshite is not as a remnant of isa. Actually, sechte is osa even after you squeeze out all the milk from the chdiche, not as a remnant of isa. Because once it united, so then the particles became the essence of isa. Became the essence of isa. Oh, so the question is, so why does he say, the Ramo, so why does the Ramo say in Simen Tzadik Beis, im noflo tipas cholov al chaticha shebigdeiro, and gave a tam on the uppermost chaticha, that is above the reitev. V'loi niya v'likisa klal in osa rak chaticha levad. Why? Because over here there is no reitev. Over here there is no reitev, but here there is reitev. And since this tipas cholov gave a tam of cholov in the boso, so mainly every particle of boso became an essence of iser, a heft of iser, and since it became a heft of iser, so mainly it is nivla in the other chatiche, and it should ask the other chatiche. So what will you say that through the particles of boso themselves are a heft of iser, and they can travel. But they can only travel without reitev. They can only travel. So first of all, that wouldn't be even a good teretz on the Ramo, because the Ramo does not spell out a situation where there is no reitev, even between this chatiche and that chatiche. So it is presumed that Ramo has reference to a case where this chatiche is above the level of the reitev. So there is no reitev here, but here there is reitev. But let's say that Ramo has reference to a case where not only there is no reitev over here, there is not even reitev over here. I mean, the level of the reitev reaches, you have many chatiches. So the reason as to why the other chatiches do not become osea, because even over here, it can only go as far, if it's not chomein, so it can only go as far as kidinitile. So it can only go up to here. But the chol apoches, it should be osea up to here. And from the lashon of the Ramo, it's mashma that if loy niya v'loy kiso, so this chaticha becomes oser, and the other chaticha is mutar gamrei. You don't even have to peel off anything. But if the Ramo shita is like the Rambam, that once the whole of united with the boso, so then the particles of boso, every molecule of boso became the essence of iser. So why does he say that this chaticha is mutar? Let it become oser kedinitil. So the Asamu say that Enochaname, when the Ramo says that if lo niya v'lo ikiso, the other chaticha does not become osa, he means the other chaticha does not become osa completely, but kedinitile he does become osa. But the Shach doesn't like it. The Shach assumes that the Ramo means that the other chaticha doesn't become osa at all. You don't even have to peel off kedinitile. So the question is why? So we have to understand this. El nigel is vil arav. Now again, el nigel is vil arav. Daaf ook af die kaimel. Cham bi cham bil reite. O is a kule hain mi tam shino me pkiim mi kochosh li shomi. Avu mi kol mo kema shini guf o yisra kal di blie lo yichom ya kol kach ve ikma adine dine isa kishin nifa peya vi chol efin nifa peya o chim shikos varaj ve chim kosaf ti shom bichim bishim aral gam echach ti shom shichin tasa posk va tov am chaba de chol of isa kochosh mikre ve nifa peya ve rayo lezev shuteres chatos kol chof ches kosaf stam dim bola isa שין מפפיה ניסה מגיע אפו גבקין מכחוש לא שומי אלו ועדי כל הילה מחמינו גם משל גופי כוסף ניסה ואתה שלם שדיח רק לפור יש דברת תוקה ועבר גם כן מסים מצד גבי סייבין דברת תוקה משיבין המערי אלו שהיא כשו שום in other words not the way the marshal understood בדר דיחק the tour that it means boso בחולוב if a piece of boso was boiled in contact with a piece of cheese זה סידיח אלו שהיא כשהוא שומע על זה מאוד יקומה בשעס פרק לה בוסו מי ולה בולה מפלט לפולה now that's the gemore תף קוף חס עומד בייס they are at the bottom so we actually say it there in Tanoi the 12th line from the end of the Omid. We have, shall we say, the Atz Mitanoi, the Tan, Tipas Cholov Shinov, Lo Achtiche. Kim Shinos Notam Bichtiche, Achtiche Atz Manas Nevele, Vizeres Chol Achtiche Skulam Mitne Sheminu. Dibre Rebbe Yehuda, Vachachom Meimrim, Ad Shetit Nitam, Bereitev, Vikipe, Vachtiche. Omar Rebbe, Nire Nire Rebbe Yehuda, Bisholoi Niyah, Bisholoi Kiso. What is Rabbi Yehuda saying? That if milk spilled on a chticha of cholo, on a tip of basar, on a chticha of basar, the uppermost chatiche, that was above the level of the reite. So as long as the cholov gave it time of cholov in the chatiche, so that chatiche becomes osir, and then all the other chatiches are also osir. If the other chatiches do not have 60 measures in themselves against the size of the uppermost chatiche, Chachomim say, as it didn't tap. Omer Rebbe Niren, the Rebbe Yehuda, b'shelo iniyah b'shelo ikisa, the Chachomim b'shelo iniyah b'kisa. Mai lo iniyah v'lo ikisa. Hi lo ime lo iniyah klau v'lo ikisa klau. So still Rebbe Yehuda says, kivim shenos notam b'chatiche, hachatiche atma sinevele. And we answer it, and Rebbe Yehuda shita is that min b'minei is afil bel of the bottle, so even if there is shishim. So it is also mivle pola. Why should other chatiches become osir? True that Rabbi Yehuda holds min b'mine afil be'alefli bottle, but so there has to be l'chol apoches imashu. But in this case, if he doesn't stir the gdeire, he doesn't cover up the gdeire, so the reitev doesn't cover the uppermost chatiche, and the cholov that was absorbed by the uppermost chatiche is not distributed throughout the chatiche. So the cholov that was absorbed by the chatiche remains in the interior of the chatiche. So why should the other chatiches become osir? Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that min b'mine asas b'mashu. Why? Because mivla bola, this uppermost chatiche absorbed the milk, but miflat lipolat, it doesn't come out because there is no reite to take it out. So that's the right. So this is it. Elo sheik shesham the abba achiv in divat erk moshiv in emari. Elo sheik shesham al zemi hodi koma bishas perik la boso mivla bola miflat lipolat. So it appears from this gemara that we do not say that when cholov unites with boso, so even the particles of boso become essence of this. Because if the particles of boso become chefza viser, so why does the gemara say mivla bola miflat lipolat? What miflat lipolat? It means that the cholov will not miflat. The belua is not yetzei bilereiti, but who is concerned about the belua? But the boso particles themselves are yetzei. They are in contact with the other chatiche. The boso particles here are in contact with this chatiche. So these are yetzei. So let the other chatiche be osir. Why does Gemara say mivla bola mivla bola? Avolinire. Oh, of yoche. What's it? Vitireitz. The Bach. So the Bach has that kasha. And the Bach gives a very good terence. He says vitireitz. So the Bach says that when the Gemara says, so the Gemara doesn't mean that this chaticha shouldn't be osir altogether. No. The Gemara only asks, why does Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda say that if there is no shishim in the chatiches, so all the chatiches become osir completely, so this whole chatiche becomes osir and this whole chatiche becomes osir, everything. Why should this whole chatiche and this whole chatiche become osir? In other words, let's say if there is no reitev, if there is reitev only at the bottom, and here there is no reitev, so mimele, so true that the particles of bosa became osir, became a chefza of isir, but the particles of bosa, since there is no reitev, so they can only travel kedei nitile. So let the chatiche beneath the uppermost chatiche become osa kedei nitile. But why does it say that if there is no shishim, everything becomes osa? This whole chatiche becomes osa. This whole chatiche becomes osa. Why? After all, let's say if the reitev reaches only up to here, it's only at the bottom. So and this is doba kochush. So memeleis can only travel kedei nitile. It's not mfapei bechulei. There's the kasha gemara. But eino chaname as far as kedei nitile is concerned. So that even though it's loy miyav lekisa, that becomes us. That's what the Bach says. So it's a very good teretz. V'yochel yeskei. So the Shach says, all right, it could be. Dolikom ahosom hoche, ala amai diboye rebe hosom lemeisa kol achtichas achiras legamre, mitne sheimino, u mitame shas, mivla bola miflat dipolit, avolini redib lavoche lekashe midim. Dolikom ahosom hoche, elu mikai medahave kaimelon, chtichanas iznevele, kidi iso osom behedi. אבל בוס עד אם עושה כפשר להיסייך די עושה וכתיך נעשה סנבלה אם כי נחשב הבוס או גופו ייסר ve'inochename de'iseya. Dinei de'lipolita cholevatzmei mikol mokein kivn dalidei chiburon neschu im kein haboso shenechshav gufoyisa re'iseya. V'chein kosef haran sif pirik kol haboso v'chein kosef chilposek arava magit pirik tez haso bishim haraivet v'chein kosef arob. I mean, what he says, v'chein kosef arava magit b'shem ha'raivet, that's difficult, but I don't want to go into it. The Raivet doesn't say that. V'chein kosef arob b'sifre b'dek ha'bayishom. U'mi'ato ma shikosef marshal b'sifre shom, ma shikosef ma'riva ha'machme b'chol ze, tov v'lebrocho, ein rei emokim l'chum rezu, sh'nisa b'lu ha'mefapea b'lereitev, afilu b'boso b'chol, כמו שיחיו ריב ראי פרויה בשמייס לבסחול אוב, ואתו ידע לדוק, עד כאן לשני. So this is what he says. So the Shach says, who we dock? Then can I borrow it? Uchmeshi kosafti. V'yocheli eishi gamri shebemordchai. V'sefer atrumu shorposkim sefrim kein. V'lo yiviu raya rak lishor isurim achshma yitzin iti pascholov. Dikom arashas, miv labolem miflet lipolet. Mikame dehaves al gedai dot dichanas nveile. V'ave guvo isa. All right, so the Shach said as follows. The reason as to why the Gemara says here, miv labolem miflet lipolet. Miflit Polat is because here the Gemara did not as yet come to the conclusion that Efshali Sechte is Osa. So Mele, as long as the Gemara did not come to the conclusion that Efshali Sechte is Osa, in other words, the Gemara assumed that Efshali Sechte is Muta. So what does it mean? If we say Efshali Sechte is Muta, so then Bosa Becholov is completely analogous. It's completely analogous to Klein. So too, by Klein, if you put, let's say, a strip of linen, the color of the jacket,